Hello, Mid-Michigan. This is the My 104.3 Scoreboard Podcast with your host, Chris Spachman.
Thanks for joining me for another My 104.3 Mid-Michigan High School Scoreboard on My104.3.net. Thanks to everyone who joined us on My 104.3 last night as the Mount Pleasant Oilers defeated Flint Community Schools 48-14. And there was a rainbow above the stadium before the game, and I think it was for the first quarter, because what a first quarter the Oilers had. Cole Smallwood scored the first touchdown just 1 minute into the first quarter, taking the Oilers up 7-0, and then it was a fumble on the first play for Flint Community Schools. Spencer McGregor took in the next play on an end-around from 35 yards out to make the score 13-0 with 1 minute and 30 seconds off the clock. Flint then went three and out. Joe Ostrowski had a nice punt return, and Cole Smallwood took it in from 22 yards out to make it 19-0, and then Flint fumbled the kickoff, and Jaden Perry scored on the first play from scrimmage on a 30-yard touchdown pass from Jackson Ostrowski. Made the score 27-0 with 3:50 remaining in the first quarter. Flint's next possession ended on a fumble sack by Will Cook that was recovered by the Oilers defense, and then Tyler Huneman had a huge play down the sideline as Jackson Ostrowski found him wide open, and Kevin Davis rumbled in for the touchdown. And at the end of the first quarter, it was 34-0 Oilers. I have never seen a first quarter whooping like that in my life. Mount Pleasant went on to win the game 48-14, and Cole Smallwood was the JNR Engraving Player of the Game. And the Alma Panthers locked up a playoff spot last night as they defeated Tough Freeland 21-7 to move to 6-0 on the year. Quarterback Drew Hum had a nice game on defense as he had an interception and a fumble recovery. Didn't do too bad on the offensive side of things either. 8-for-10 with 175 yards and a couple touchdowns. Breck Ullward had two more touchdowns to make his total 19 on the year. What an outstanding season that junior is having. Yes, he is only a junior. Sacred Heart Academy bested Ashley on the road 28-8. Midland Dow 37-0 over Bay City Western. Blanchard Montebello and Coleman had a shootout, with Blanchard Montebello winning 54-48 in a huge game. In the Mid-State Athletic Conference, Breckenridge bested Carson City Crystal 27-26. Carson City Crystal scored what could have been the game-tying touchdown with just a couple minutes remaining in the game and decided to go for 2 points and did not get it. And Huskies were able to hang on for that 27-26 win. They are still yet to lose a Mid-State Athletic Conference game since joining the conference at the beginning of last year. Clare dusted Farwell 57-6 last night in Jack Pine play. Harrison and Gladwin battled in Gladwin, with Harrison winning 44-0. Midland Bullet Creek bested Shepherd 20-0 last night in Midland Bullet Creek. St. Louis hit the road and fell to Ovid Elsie 30-14. Ovid Elsie and Ithaca will have a huge game next week as far as the Tri-Valley West Conference is concerned. Chip Hills fell to Reed City in a big game in the CSAA Gold 58-29. Ithaca kept things rolling over St. Charles on the road as they won 56-8. Stanton Central Montcalm was shut out by Big Rapids 35-0. It's a close game in Vesterburg, but Merrill ultimately came out on top 34-32 over Vesterburg. Huge game in the Saginaw Valley League. Midland bested Davison 39-25. Midland and Davison now both 5-1 on the year. Midland, Lapeer, both undefeated in the conference. It'll be a huge game when those two teams meet. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. Lakeview bested Hesperia 21-20. In Jack Pine play, Houghton Lake beat Roscommon 28-14. Kent City beat Morley Stanwood 28-0. Lake City remained undefeated, beating Leroy Pine River 42-15. And McBain bested Manton 60-36. Oh, and it was another close one for the Beale City Aggies. Lost a close game last week to Lake City 20-14. This week, they're winners 20-14 in overtime over Everett. Seth Schaefer led things on defense as he had 11.5 tackles. Colin Schauer had 99 yards on the ground with 18 carries. Lucas Shoemaker had a nice night passing, 10 of 21 for 150 yards. Ryan Schaefer had a nice night with 5 catches and 52 yards to lead the Aggies in receiving. They are now 4-2 on the year and have a big game versus McBain next week. And the Beaverton Beavers moved to 6-0, and their defense just continues to dominate. Sanford Meridian had been putting up some huge points since coming into Jack Pine play. They got nada last night against the Beavers. It was just absolutely crazy when you look at the box score of this game. Meridian was able to move the football. They had 305 yards of total offense, 12 first downs, but 0 points to show for it. They turned the ball over on downs 6 times. And it's just one of those things. Sometimes in high school football, you do not have a kicking game. Logan Garreau had a nice night passing for the Beaverton Beavers. Did just what he needed to do. 5 of 8, 89 yards, and a touchdown. Nate Taylor led the Beaverton rushing attack on the ground with a 77-yard touchdown run, and he finished the game with 5 carries for 101 yards and that touchdown. Logan Goreau also added 2 touchdowns on the ground on 9 carries for 41 yards. Looks like there is going to be a showdown October 20th between the Beaverton Beavers and the Clare Pioneers. What a game that could be for everything in the Jack Pine Conference. We'll take a look at the Jack Pine Conference and all the other conference standings when we come back on your Mid-Michigan High School Scoreboard on my1043.net.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, oh, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in Michigan learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Thanks for coming back to the My1043 Mid-Michigan High School Scoreboard. Well, let's take a look at all of those conference rundowns, and we will start with the Jack Pine Conference. Beaverton sits atop the conference at 6-0 overall. They have already locked up a playoff spot, 4-0 in conference play, and the Clare Pioneers continue to keep things rolling after that week one loss to Ithaca. They are 4-0 in conference play and now 5-1 overall. Behind them, you have Harrison in 3-1 in conference play, 4-2 overall. Then Houghton Lake and Meridian at 2-2 in conference play. Houghton Lake at 4-2 overall. Then Gladwin, Roscommon, and Farwell round out the bottom of the conference. Farwell still looking for their first win on the year at 0-6. It's not going to be easy for Farwell next week as they have to take on the Beaverton Beavers. But then the Beaverton Beavers have to run that Jack Pine gauntlet as they will have to take on Harrison and Clare in the final 2 weeks of the season. Those two games will decide who wins the Jack Pine Conference. And you can catch the Clare Pioneers on My104.3 next week as they take on Sanford Meridian. That should be an excellent game. Join us for the Members First Credit Union pregame show at about 6:45 this next Friday and kickoff at 7 o'clock live from Clare as the Pioneers look to keep things rolling as they head towards that October 20th matchup versus Beaverton. I mentioned Beaverton's taking on Farwell, Clare, and Sanford Meridian on My104.3. The other matchups on the Jack Pine Conference, Gladwin versus Roscommon, and another good one is Harrison takes on Houghton Lake. And as we slide to a different conference, let's stay north with the Highland. Lake City sits atop the conference at 6-0 overall and 4-0 in conference play. Beale City right behind them at 3-1 in conference play and 4-2 overall. McBain in the third slot at 2-1 in conference play and 5-1 overall. McBain and Beale City will meet next week in McBain. That should be an outstanding game. Everett, Manton, and Pine River bring up the bottom of the conference. Pine River still looking for their first win on the year at 0-6 overall. Manton 1-5 overall. Everett 3-3 overall and 2-2 in conference play. And Beale City and McBain's losses both come at the hands of Lake City, who, as I mentioned, is 4-0 in conference play. Last chance Beale City and McBain have to be a co-conference champion will be next week, as Lake City heads on the road to take on Everett, who did have a nice showing this past week versus Beale City. I mentioned Everett takes on Lake City, Beale City versus McBain. The other game in the Highland Conference, Leroy Pine River versus Manton next week. Now time to take a look at the Mid-State Athletic Conference. What a game it was last night in Breckenridge as Carson City scored what could have been that game-tying touchdown late, decided to go for 2 points down 27-26, putting all the marbles on the deck. I don't mind the call. They came up short, though, and ultimately Breckenridge was able to hang on. They moved to 5-0 in conference play, and they are 5-1 overall, still yet to lose a Mid-State Athletic Conference game in football since joining last year. Sacred Heart now sits in second place in the Mid-State Athletic Conference at 4-1 in conference play and 4-2 overall. Behind them, the Montebello Mustangs with a nice football season for them at 3-2 in conference play and 3-3 overall. And it's Carson City Crystal and Merrill, both also at 3-2 in conference play and 3-3 overall. Behind them, Coleman and Vesterberg. Coleman is 1-4 in conference play and 2-4 overall. Vesterberg 1-4 in conference play and 1-5 overall. Ashley still looking for their first conference win at 0-5. They did win their first game, however, they are 1-5 overall. Next week, Sacred Heart Academy takes on Blanchard Montebello and what'll be a game essentially for second place in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Other games in the MSAC scheduled for October 6th, Breckenridge takes on Merrill, Ashley versus Coleman, and Carson City Crystal takes on Vesterberg. And moving from the Mid-States to the Tri-Valley Central Conference, Elma sits atop the conference looking down at everybody. 6-0 overall, already guaranteed a playoff spot. 5-0 in conference play. Saginaw Swan Valley moved to 5-0 in conference play last night, as they defeated Stanton Central Montcalm 41-12. They are 5-1 overall. Behind them, Carleton at 4-1 in conference play and 5-1 overall. Freeland 3-2 in conference play, 4-2 overall. Then Chesning, Bullet Creek, and Standish Central all at 1-4 in conference play and 2-4 overall. Shepherd still looking for their first conference win at 0-5 and 1-5 in overall play. Taking a look at some of the games next week, Elma takes on Carleton. What a game that will be. As I mentioned, 6-0 Elma taking on 5-1 Carleton. Kind of a trap game if you're the Elma Panthers. You kind of look at Swan Valley 5-0 in conference play, sitting there on October 13th, but you can't forget about the Cavaliers of Carleton. Their only loss on the year is to that outstanding Saginaw Swan Valley team, 18-14. You talk about running a gauntlet, Carleton has to finish off the season with Elma, Freeland, then Ithaca. Other games in the Tri-Valley Central besides Carleton and Elma, Chesning takes on Shepherd, Freeland and Standish Sterling Central, and Midland Bullet Creek has the task of taking on Saginaw Swan Valley. As I mentioned, another huge game is going to be October 13th as Elma takes on Saginaw Swan Valley. As we slide over to the Oilers Conference, the Saginaw Valley League, Lapeer, Midland, and Davison all at 5-1 overall sit atop the conference, but it's Lapeer and Midland looking down at Davison as they are both 4-0 in conference play, and Davison is now 3-1 in conference play as they fell to the Midland Chemics last night. Behind Davison is the Oilers at 2-3 in conference play and 2-4 overall. Behind them, Saginaw High, 1-3 in conference play, 1-5 overall. Behind them, Flint Community Schools, no longer Flint Southwestern Academy, as Flint Northern and Flint Southwestern combined, they are now known as the Jaguars. They're 1-4 in conference play and 2-4 overall, and sitting at the bottom of the conference, still looking for their first win in conference play and overall play, is 0-6 Bait City Western. Looking at the matchups in the Saginaw Valley next week, things continue to open up on the schedule for the Mount Pleasant Oilers as they play winless Bay City Western. Huge game as Davison and Lapeer face off. Flint Powers Catholic takes on Flint Community Schools, and Midland takes on Saginaw. If you're thinking about that Lapeer-Midland game, it will be next week on October 13th. If Lapeer is able to knock off Davison, that will be for all the marbles in the Saginaw Valley Conference. And let's stay in the Valley, but slide back into the Tri-Valley. This time, the West Division. Ithaca remains atop the conference at 5-0 in conference play and 6-0 overall after dusting St. Charles 56-8 last night. Ovid Elsie, 5-1 overall, and they are 5-0 in conference play. Behind them, Hemlock, 3-2 in conference play and 4-2 overall. Then you have a host of teams at 2-3 in conference play with St. Louis, Pinconning, Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary. And then below them is St. Charles at 1-4 in conference play and 1-5 overall. Saginaw Valley Lutheran still looking for their first win on the year at 0-5 in the conference and 0-6 overall. It all appears that everything is going to be coming down to next week's game in Ithaca as Ovid Elsie comes to town. Both teams 5-0 in conference play. Ovid Elsie 5-1 overall. Ithaca 6-0 in conference play. And don't get me wrong, Ithaca will be a heavy favorite coming into this game, but it's not going to be easy, as Ovid Elsie has not allowed 20 points since their week 1 loss to Portland. And keep an eye on that week 9 game versus Carleton on the Yellow Jackets schedule. There's a look at pretty much all the conferences in the Mid-Michigan area. Conference you want me to cover? Shoot me an email, chris@wczy.net. When we come back, we're going to sit down with a historic coach, Kelly Luplow of the Clare Pioneers, as well as a couple of the youngsters, Justin Tickle, Tyler Rodenbo. It's coming up next on the Mid-Michigan High School Scoreboard Podcast, and then we'll run down all the games next week right here on my1043.net.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Michigan so special?
They do.
You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Coach Luplow thanks so much for taking a little bit of time to talk with me. And things kind of been rolling for you guys since that week one loss to Ithaca. How do you feel about your team right now?
Well, we're a pretty exciting team to watch right now. We've got a lot of different options offensively. Our defense is playing really well. But I know offensively we've been spreading the ball around, and not any one person's making it happen. It's just a total team effort. So I feel good about that. And I think we're going in the right direction. Hopefully we can keep it going.
And how has Caden Kelly continued to develop at quarterback?
Caden has improved a heck of a lot from the summer through game one. Through every week he's gotten better. He's getting more composed back there, and he's starting to run the offense the way we were hoping he would at this time of the year. So we're very happy with the way he's moving along.
Who's somebody that's been a nice surprise for you this year?
Well, it's kind of hard to pick out anybody in particular that has been a nice surprise. I know up front I'm very impressed with our offensive line. Those guys have been working hard all summer together, and we haven't had any injuries, knock on wood, and we've been, they've been getting better every week. So I guess if I had to choose not any one person, but a group of guys, is probably our offensive line.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Gruden grinder from Monday Night Football, but is there somebody on that team that you would pick, somebody that just kind of lies under the radar but does that dirty work for you?
We've got a few of those guys. Michael Horvatuk at guard and Lucas Ratke, both juniors, are doing a heck of a job. And then we've got another junior in Bruin French up front that's, they're in those trenches working their butt off. And then if I really had to pick the true one, it'd probably be Zach Stickler. He's a senior that is going both ways, and he's the strongest kid on our team. And he just makes so much happen on both sides of the ball.
What is the strength of this team at this point in the season?
I think it's just consistency right now. We've been rather consistent ever since game one. When we made enough mistakes to last a season anyway. I just think that week in and week out, these guys are getting ready to play, and not just physically but mentally. And I think that's important when you're playing against some of these teams that you should beat, but you just don't know how it's going to go based on what kind of preparation they're doing mentally. So the mental aspect, the mental toughness that our kids are developing over the course of this season has been pretty impressive.
And what's your favorite part about coaching this particular team right here?
Well, they get along really well. I mean, the team chemistry is really good. It kind of reminds us of that team we had back in 09 that ended up going to Ford Field. There was just a closeness within the group there. They pull for each other. They want each other to be successful. They're very unselfish. And, it's a group of guys that you just love coming out to every day and practicing with them. And, of course, Friday nights, nothing better.
You've had a lot of experience coaching football, done a great job developing an excellent football program here. Why is high school football important to a town, a community, a school, and particularly these student athletes?
Well, I think it's, in small town America, it's the big show on Friday nights. And I think it really does help develop positive attitude within a school when the fall programs do really well, and I've seen that over and over again. And I just think small town America Friday nights, I don't know if there's anything better than that. I mean, that's true all over the country.
There's one reason why you would tell people that kids should play high school football. Why would you say so?
Mainly because of the team atmosphere, more than anything, the team lessons. I mean, there's a lot of things that we have to do in our life that we have to work as a team in everything we do. And if you don't learn to do that, you're never going to. And I don't think there's a better team sport going than football, because you've got 11 guys that got to be on the same page at all times. And it's unlike any other sport.
Why does everybody want to come watch you guys play Sanford Friday night?
Well, I think it's going to be one of those air shows that Meridian's going to bring here. They're going to throw the ball over the place, and I just think that being homecoming and weather permitting, I just think it's going to be the place to be on Friday night.
Coach Luplo, thanks a lot, man.
Okay, thank you.
Chris Bachman sitting down with a couple of the captains from the Clare football team, and just tell me what your name is, what grade you're in, and what position you play.
Justin Sigel, I'm the senior, safety and slot.
Tyler Odenbaugh, I'm also a senior, and I'm also a slot and a safety.
And do you guys play any other sports, and if so, which is your favorite sport?
I run track. It's probably my favorite sport is probably football. It's always been my favorite, but track is what I run.
I've also played baseball and basketball, but there's nothing like football. So.
Now, what's your favorite part about playing football?
The bond, the friendships you make with all your teammates. You can't find it anywhere else, so it's probably my favorite part.
Definitely the brotherhood you develop throughout the years, playing with these guys ever since when we were little, and the bond we have developed over the years is unmatched.
And you guys do play for a legend here in Coach Luplo. What's it like to learn from him and learn some life lessons from him as well?
He's one of the best coaches I've ever had. There's so much knowledge you can get from him, not even just in the football aspect and life aspect, just listening to him talk, you can pick up on so much stuff that you can relate to.
He's a great coach, but even a greater person. He's taught us how to become men, I guess you could say, and I'll always be grateful for that.
And this kind of goes along with it. Coach Luplo is a pretty legendary coach. He's been here for a long time. You guys live in one heck of a football town in Clare. What's it like to come out here on Friday night and play in front of these people?
Oh, there's nothing like it. The whole community's got their eyes on you, so it's really an experience to have everyone watching you like that.
It's great. It's great coming out here and playing in front of your community. It has it supports you 100% and backs whatever you do. And obviously, it's great playing on the turf that we have had for the past couple of years, so we've definitely been spoiled.
I've gotten to see you guys play over the last couple of years. You guys are both outstanding players on both sides of the ball. If there's one person you could thank for helping you grow as a football player getting to this point, who would you thank?
Probably my brother. My brother helped me get into football when I was younger, and he got me interested in it, so I think he probably is someone I should thank for helping me get into the football aspect.
Definitely Coach Luplo, because there's been years coming in my freshman year I was kind of lost, and ever since then, he showed me the way, and I developed into a pretty decent football player.
And if there's one thing you guys can learn from playing high school sports that you just can't learn in the classroom, what would that be, and why is that important to learn?
You have to learn how to work with other people, and in school, a lot of it's really individual. So I think on the football field especially, you learn how to work as a team to get a goal. That's probably what I'd say.
Yeah, it's definitely working together as a team, to be honest. There's track, and there's the, say, baseball, but this, you have 11 people on the field, and you all have to do your job, or you'll be exposed, so it's definitely fun.
Why does everybody want to watch you guys come play Sanford Meridian this Friday?
I think they want to come see that. It's a big game for us. It's a homecoming game, so there's going to be a lot of hype to it. I think that's why it's going to be a good game to watch.
Not to be overconfident or anything, but we're a fun team to watch. We throw the ball around. We don't just only run. We throw it. We pitch it. We do jet sweeps. There's a ton of different stuff that comes into our offense, and our defense likes to fly to the ball. So definitely there's a lot of big plays.
All right. Tyler, Justin, thank you guys so much.
All right, thank you.
Another big thanks to Tyler and Justin for taking some time to sit down and chat with me. Both very impressive youngsters, and I've been impressed with every kid that we've been able to talk to so far this year in the Mid-Michigan High School Scoreboard. If you want to hear any of those old interviews, just go down and click below and go to last week's. That'll send you to next week's, and you can keep going all the way back to week one. Here are the games that'll be taking place on October 6th, and we got some good ones, especially Elma, as they will host Carlton. Carlton with only one loss on the year to Saginaw Swan Valley, 18-14. Elma still unbeaten at 6-0. Beaverton also 6-0, and they will host Farwell, who is 0-6, still looking for their first win on the year. Big Rapids host Reed City. Sacred Heart Academy is on the road versus Blanchard Montebello. Shepherd on the road versus Chesney. Join the My 104.3 crew as Clare hosts Sanford Meridian. Coleman hosts Ashley. Everett, Lake City in Everett. It's Ithaca and Ovid Elsie that will essentially decide who wins the Tri-Valley West Conference. Beale City hits the road to play McBain. Both of these teams have to win that game and hope for an Everett victory over Lake City to try and end up with a Highland Conference co-championship. Merrill will host Breckenridge. Midland Dow hosting Saginaw Arthur Hill. White Cloud will head to Morley Stanwood. Mount Pleasant will host Bate City Western. Midland High is on the road facing Saginaw High. Midland Bullet Creek is also in Saginaw to take on Saginaw Swan Valley. St. Louis is at home versus conference foe Pinconning. Remus Chip Hills heads to Stanton Central Montcalm. And in more MSAC action, Vestaburg will host Carson City Crystal. Well, that's who's playing who, where, and when this next week. And make sure you come back next Saturday for another edition of the My 104.3 Mid-Michigan High School Scoreboard Podcast as we run down all the action for you as everybody starts to make that playoff push.
Thanks for listening to the My 104.3 Mid-Michigan High School Scoreboard. This podcast is available at my1043.net.